Earlier in the program, we were speaking to the Chief of the Climate Commission, Tim Flannery, about the Commission's first major report, which will be released this morning. It warns that this decade is basically the last chance for humanity to address the dangers of climate change. It says the Earth is already showing the consequences of a warming climate. Well, some evidence to support that can be found in what's known as the Water Towers of Asia, the 55,000 glaciers in the Himalayas. They're the source of seven major Asian river systems across five nations. They supply water to 2 billion people. Now, a new documentary claims that a big melt is well and truly underway, with many communities already suffering in terms of drought and others facing the threat of massive flooding as the glaciers melt, dam up, then burst with terrible consequences. Peter Fries is an environmental journalist who wrote and produced this film titled Revealed, Himalayan Meltdown, and he joins you this morning from our Maroochydore studios. Peter, welcome to breakfast.
Thanks very much, Fran.
The human glaciers is a huge topic for one documentary. There's 55, the Himalayan glaciers. There's 55,000 of them. How many of them did you get close to for film this documentary?
Well, we passed a few, but we focused on just a couple of the main glaciers where some of the major projects were underway, including one in Bhutan, several in Nepal, and a couple in India.
Tell us about the filming of the glacier in Bhutan. I think it's high in the Himalayas, something like an altitude of 42,000 metres. What's the story of that glacier and the people working there and living near there?
It's a little over 4,000 meters, not 42,000. I think that would be
4,200
a little bit higher.
Sorry, Peter.
It felt that high sometimes, I can tell you. To get to this site for the project required a 10-day trek in and a 10-day trek out. Most of it was very high altitude. We had to cross a 5,200-meter pass. And we did it with a team of horses and yaks to take the equipment up to the site. Because it's so remote, that's the only way you can get people and things up there. And this particular site is where a team of engineers and 300 local Bhutanese people are trying to prevent what they call a glacial lake outburst flood. And it's what you described earlier, Fran. It's when the glacial meltwater dams up because of mudslides and avalanches and things, and it gets to the point where it can overflow its banks or break the banks completely, and it creates what they call a silent tsunami, a wall of water just rushing down the valley and taking out everything in its path. And these very dedicated Bhutanese are trying to drain one of these lakes so that it doesn't build up the pressure to become a giant lake. And in this area, there was a GLOF, that's what they call it, in 1994, and it killed 21 people. That was 21 million cubic meters of water rushing down the valley. This lake they're trying to prevent from forming would have over 50 million cubic meters of water in it. So it's a real problem. And there's more than 2,000 of these such lakes in Bhutan alone building up. And it's a very big problem across the Himalayas.
And these glacier lakes, these super lakes, if you like to think of them that way, they're caused because the glaciers are melting at an increased rate. Is that the direct cause or the only cause?
No.
Or are these things always formed?
Well, they're always forming, but the glaciers are melting more rapidly, so the lakes are building up more quickly. And because they build up quickly, it's very unstable in the areas that they build up. There's earthquakes, there's avalanches, and these lakes can burst their banks at almost any moment. It's become a much larger danger with the accelerated melt of the glaciers.
And from your filming and your experience and your research and what the people on the ground are telling you in these communities in the Himalayas, is there any doubt that you think that there is an accelerated melting of the glaciers?
There's no doubt in their mind, and for most of the people in this region, the arguments as to how fast the glaciers are melting or when they might be gone or whether even humans are responsible for it, it's just totally academic. They see the changes, they see the threats to their survival, and they are very worried. And in many cases, and I hope this is the inspiring part of the film, they're doing something about it, and they're coming up with some very ingenious solutions.
Tell us some more, because you started off with Bhutan. That was your initial, idea for this documentary, but then you went beyond that. You went to other communities, other glaciers. What else did you find?
Well, my favorite story is a guy called the Iceman. His name is Norfell, and he's a retired engineer, and he saw that in his area of Leh, which is a very dry area, 75 millimeters of rain a year, that the water that came from the mountains for irrigation was disappearing. So He came up with an ingenious idea to help nature do its thing, and basically he built these large ponds on the northern sides of these valley walls, which in the northern hemisphere is the part that gets shaded most in the winter. So this water that would be channeled in late autumn would freeze in the winter, and then it would begin to melt in late spring and early summer, exactly when the water was needed. And these are incredibly cheap to do. I think it was about $10,000 to build one of these that would irrigate 200 hectares. So these are the kind of things.
So they would channel the melt, in a sense, to where it's going to, they can effectively store it and control it better.
That's right. They would take the water when it was available in late autumn, channel it into these large ponds, let it freeze during the winter, basically creating an artificial glacier. And then when the sun comes back in the summertime and begins to melt the glaciers, the water would flow out of the channels into the fields.
It's 19 past 8 on Breakfast. Our guest this morning is Peter Fries. He's an environmental journalist and filmmaker. He's talking about his new documentary, which is called Revealed, The Himalayan Meltdown. One of the impacts, you referred to it there, but the impacts of the glaciers melting is unseasonal drought in some areas. But I can't understand why there's drought, why the water is disappearing if the glaciers are melting. I thought there'd be more water.
Well, the water comes at the wrong time, Fran. That's what happens most of the time. It doesn't come in the summertime anymore. Instead of the precipitation falling as snow and sticking as ice, it actually falls as rain and then rushes down so that the seasonal flow is changing. And this has another impact. And one of the things about the film is that we try to show that the impacts go from the sky to the sea. They go all the way down the rivers into the oceans. And it's in those areas as well where there are very great impacts, because that changing seasonal flow also has an effect on the hydrology downstream. In one area of Bangladesh, for example, they've lost a kilometer of land in 3 months because of the changing nature of the river patterns there.
So, Peter, in January last year, I'm sure you're aware, the head of the IPCC, Rajendra Pachauri, had to apologize for a disputed claim in the IPCC assessment report, which said there was a very high chance the Himalayan glaciers would melt by 2035 because of global warming. Did that controversy affect the making of your movie? And what did you find up there to suggest that that claim in the report was right or wrong? Anything?
Well, it didn't really affect in the making of our movie, but what we did find was that there's a lot of science going on to try and really pin that down. However, you have to say it's extremely complex. And we do know that most of the glaciers are melting. The rate is accelerating, but whether you can say they will be gone by 2035 or 2050, nobody can say that at the moment. What you can say is that it's an extremely worrying situation, and it has global implications. It's not just a Himalayan region problem. These are implications for the rest of the world. As the Himalayas go, so goes the rest of the world.
And just briefly, you mentioned how difficult it is to get into these areas. 10 days for you to walk into the glacier in Bhutan. You're not a young bloke, and neither is your brother, who's helping you with the filming. But is the remoteness of these areas part of the reason why the science is so unclear?
Exactly, Fran. It takes a lot of time and effort to get up there, and it's very high altitude, very difficult working conditions. There are some excellent teams of scientists, including some Japanese scientists and some Nepali scientists, who are doing really, really good work. And I think that will lead, in the not-too-distant future, to some really clear understanding about how the glaciers, how quickly the glaciers may be melting.
Okay, Peter, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Peter Fries, he's the author and producer of a new movie, a documentary. It's the world premiere of his documentary, which is called Revealed, The Himalayan Meltdown, is on the Discovery Channel this Sunday, the 29th of May, if you have pay TV. Have a look. It's 22 minutes past 8.